You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Metal! The Fan Metal! And the Rangers have one more hell to climb, baby! But it's Moot Vancouver! The Rangers are headed to the finals!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
BT and Sal, Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the new number to call. Did you see, we'll get to the Rangers coming up in about 15 minutes or so. Did you see the Lindor thing that was making its rounds over the weekend? I forget which day it was.
I did. I think that was Saturday?
Right. So Lindor was basically on a 3-2 pitch, taking all the way.
Yeah.
And it was almost like before the pitch hit the catcher's glove, Lindor turned and went to the dugout. At first sight, I was like, what the hell is that? I didn't think it was real. And then I looked into it. Then I heard his comments afterward. I will give him a pass on that. I actually don't have a major problem with it. Now, everything else, not only Lindor, everybody else, top to bottom, everybody else, I got an issue with almost everything. But that in isolation, while the optics weren't good, I'll give him pats on that. I thought he explained it well. The guy wasn't able to throw a strike. He was getting himself out, swinging at the slider. He figured if he throws another slider, he's not going to throw for a strike. I'm not getting myself out. And, of course, he throws that one for a strike.
Hoff sent us the video of Bryce Harper doing the same thing. You know, right. So picking up the spin, these guys, like, we take it for granted that they can do it, but you know, you listen to the analysts, whether it's like O'Neill or Keith from the Mets' perspective, hitters. You know, if they bury that hand and you don't see that ball coming out, you can't pick up the dot. You don't know what it is. So, from a baseball perspective, that does happen. Not that often in the major leagues, but it does happen a little bit. I would say I'm not going to bury him for it either, though. It looks all that's gone on with him.
Yeah.
With him, it looks atrocious. But if you're not going to swing the bat, at least pretend you're digging in for, because if anything, maybe the pitcher feels an ounce more of like competitive juice or engagement that could work against him. If you see, he's standing there like this. It was ridiculous.
So my question is, if he threw a fastball, was Lindor going to swing at it?
I think he had already, you know, was committed and predisposed. I'm not swinging anything.
Right. But he saw that it was obviously the, you know, slider, whatever you want to say, that he finally threw it for a strike.
Yeah, but he didn't see that it was a slider when it was midair. It didn't matter if it was a fastball. He was not moving that bat. So that's what I'm saying. He gave up before he knew what pitch it was.
It wasn't good.
It looked terrible.
But I do think he was getting ripped over the top. And my initial instinct when I first saw it
was anger.
Yeah,
and
it was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. Well,
but then after him explaining it and watching the at-bat in sequence, I actually understood a little bit.
I understand that. What I'm saying is just at least feign interest in swinging, because by doing that, maybe the pitcher gets a little out of sorts.
But you see,
otherwise, it's like you throw in a bullpen.
You see what I'm saying here about them becoming? This is beyond.
It's awful.
This is beyond losing or competitive losing. This is going way worse than even I thought, and I didn't think they were going to be a playoff team. It's going worse than that. They keep talking playoffs. The owners talking playoffs a week ago. Playoffs, playoffs, playoffs. I fully expect. I hope we can make a playoff run. Oh, I expect to be in contention. I fully expect this team to be a playoff team.
Yeah.
Well, now what? I'd like to get his comments on record now. Now what, Steve? You still believe that?
Well, if he does, you guys have bigger issues than I think that you have. I don't think he believes that, though, to be fair. That is his way. We talked about this before vacation, trying to soften the DM that went awry.
BT, think
of the DM that went awry. Add that to the mix, too.
Yeah, right.
The Lindor not swinging, the owner not sending the DM properly.
Think of how bad you have to be non-competitive in a playoffs where it's an expanded field with the payroll that the Mets have.
With the Marlins and the Nationals in your division.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
One of whom, by the way, is better than you right now.
And
the Nationals.
And set up for the future. Yeah. Much better. Yeah. They're more ready to win next year. Like, if I were saying, hey, next year, if they had the resources that Cohen had, we'd be talking about the Nationals.
Well, Bryce Harper would have never left, and neither would Juan Soto have left if they had the resources that Cohen has.
Right, but then you could say, well, I'm saying, like, if you add now what they've built through their farm system in a short time, if you add the payroll that they're not going to have, or the owner backing the team with that payroll, then they'd be a team to be reckoned with. We kind of overlooked them, just saying, oh, the Nats suck, the Marlins. Yeah, the Marlins are, you know, not this year, but last year, you know, playoffs.
So was it 2 years ago they were a playoff team? I think it was 2 years, right?
2 years they were in the playoffs, and last year they were, you know, they got eliminated, what, last week or whatever.
Yeah, they were competitive, like, sure.
But at least they're competitive.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's a rough watch.
Dan is calling
to the point where you're almost another 2 weeks away from not watching.
I get it. And still, even then, they'll figure out a way to aggravate you. Dan is in Ringwood, New Jersey. Dan?
Hey, Dan.
Yeah, guys. Mets got to break the bank for Juan Soto. I mean, look at what he's done for the Yankees. He's lifted up that team almost single-handedly. Nobody's complaining about no Gerrit Cole. Nobody's complaining about how bad a start Aaron Judge got off to. He's lifted them up. And in the media capital of the world, I don't know what went wrong in San Diego. I mean, that media spotlight's not that hot there. Look what he's doing with the most pressure on top of him. I think if Juan Soto was on the Mets right now, they'd be 6 to 8 games over 500.
That doesn't stop. I mean, Dan, let's not go nuts here, Danny.
I respect you thinking outside the box, and if that's what you believe, that's fine. It's just not accurate. The Mets stink. They can't. I don't care how many home runs Soto hits. They hand the ball over to Diaz. He's going to blow the game. I mean, my God. And by the way, the Yankees have been great with Soto, yes, but they're also, like, Aaron Judge is playing out of this world. As bad as he was the first month, he's been 10 times better this past month. So it's not just about Soto. Verdugo has been an incredible addition to this team. BT, you loved him.
I
thought it was an insignificant move. By the way, they moved him from 7th to 4th and everything changed. He's hitting cleanup. Nobody had that coming into the year, but that's been a huge difference for this team. The starting pitching, even without Gerrit Cole, nobody expected this to be what it is without Gerrit Cole. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Volpe's got a 19-game hit streak.
Volpe continues to rake. And look, even at, you know, times where he was struggling after being initially put in the leadoff spot, struggled a little bit, now he's bounced back. Volpe's a stud. I mean, it's not just the Soto show. I think the Yankees, if you take Soto off the team, they'd be worse, but I really don't think that much worse. And I'm not trying to disrespect him because I do know the impact that he's had on this group, and obviously that's a major piece to the puzzle. But let's not make it like the Yankees couldn't win without him.
Yeah, but I do think he, and I can't quantify this, but he gave them a confidence that, mm-hmm. And just a bounce to start the season that I haven't seen from this Yankees team in a long, long time. Because and this is the beauty of an elite team. And the other teams, now Acuna's down for the Braves, but they've got multiple elite players. So do the Dodgers. So do the really, really good teams. Like, Aaron Judge was awful. Awful
right.
For the first month of the season. If Juan Soto's not there, number one, Judge is getting pummeled on the radio,
right.
And rightfully so. And the Yankees are below 500. So he's shielding him in the coverage sense, but also the baseball sense, allowed him to get off the tarmac, and then as Judge gained altitude, Soto came down a little bit, mm-hmm. and then Judge just hit the moon, and now Soto's going back to the moon with him.
And you've had consistent performers throughout, whether yes. it's Verdugo, Volpe for the most part, Stanton has contributed.
Giancarlo Stanton's been very good.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm stunned.
Yeah, and you feel like even without those guys, like you said, okay, say Judge comes down a little bit, maybe somebody else picks it up, maybe LeMahieu comes back and starts contributing. Yankees are a much better team than the Mets are. It's why I think that they could overcome losing Soto if that is the case.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?